AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. American Airlines uses the term security concern to describe why a flight today from New York to India was diverted to Rome with two Italian fighter jets escorting the airliner to Da Vinci Airport. Nobody hurt. A passenger, Isaac Griffith.
Everything was surprisingly calm. Like, in your mind, trying to play out scenarios like that, you think people were in a panic, but wasn't the case at all.
Plane staying in Rome overnight before going to New Delhi tomorrow. His doctors are now also treating Pope Francis for a mild kidney complication of his pneumonia at a Rome hospital where he's been for more than a week, still critical condition. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he would step down if it would achieve lasting peace and if his country were offered NATO membership. This after President Trump called Zelensky a dictator, blaming Ukraine for starting the war with Russia. Panama reporting a reverse flow of migrants to Mexico, to Venezuela and Colombia. This is ABC News. Measles spreading quickly in West Texas, growing to 90 cases, the largest outbreak in the state in close to 30 years. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says there are pockets of under-vaccinated communities in the country, but the vaccine gives long-lasting protection.
The vaccine, thankfully, provides protection throughout your life. However, if you have immune compromise, or for example, if you're on chemotherapy, if you have other conditions, you can talk to your doctor about getting tested for a titer. But overall, you are safe. Your risk is relatively low if you are vaccinated.
Dr. Darian Sutton. An American Airlines flight from New York to New Delhi, India, landed safely in Rome today after it was diverted due to a security concern, which later proved to be non-credible, according to the airline. American Airlines said Flight 292 was inspected by law enforcement after landing at Da Vinci Airport and cleared to re-depart. No other details. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's hour number two of Max Inc. Radio on your Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Jenny in the other studio right now warming up. She's here from Nashville. And yes, of course, she's got like gloves on because she's like the weather change is like crazy here. Also, we're going to do a double dip of Rogue Electrics. Let's do that right now on Max Inc. Radio. the Rogue Electrics on Max Inc. Radio. It's Saturday night, and what do we do at the top of every hour? A double dip of the local stuff.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
This is Prohibition now on Max Inc. Radio.
Vigilance from all.